The latest inflation numbers have come in a tad stronger than expected, but not enough to fire up the economy. Official figures show the Consumers Price Index rose 0.7% in the 3 months to September. The annual inflation rate fell to 1.5% from 1.7%. The quarterly rise was driven by increases in local authority rates and payments, as well as vegetables, meat and poultry. But they were partly offset by falling prices for fruit, petrol and new cars. The chief economist at ASB, Nick Tuffley, says inflation has topped the Reserve Bank's expectations for the quarter, but not enough to negate the need for further interest rate cuts.
One of the key areas where inflation was a bit strong was in the housing area. One of those was local authority rates, which went up by nearly 5%. So that was quite a material impact. That's also something which, from the Reserve Bank's point of view, it can't really control. Other areas where rents were relatively high, but elsewhere within the housing part of the CPI, construction cost inflation is actually slowing down. So one of the more persistent parts of inflation in recent years is still moderating.
What do you think the Reserve Bank will do in reaction to this? Will they cut interest rates next month, next year?
We still expect the Reserve Bank will cut interest rates both in November, and we also expect a further cut in February. From Reserve Bank's point of view, this number was a touch on the high side at a headline point of view, but the underlying detail still suggests that inflation pressures are either steady or still relatively weak. And one thing that was quite noticeable is that despite the exchange rate weakening, is that imported goods prices are pretty subdued as well. So retailers are still doing a lot of discounting, and that's a sign that there's not a lot of real strength and growth at the moment, and another sign that inflation pressures are likely to remain subdued.
The chief economist at ASB, Nick Tuffley, there talking to Nona Peltier.